Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rock Show. I'm so glad you found it. Sorry about the little bit of a late start tonight. I had some, well, you know me and technology, you long-term listeners, or long-time listeners, I should say. I'm about as good at it as I am with speaking, apparently. Man, I don't know what's going on tonight. But I'm going to pull it together. I'm going to get it together because we have a fantastic show tonight. We've got a fantastic performer, Mr. Ron Anthony. Ron, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
There you go. Good, good, good. I was going to say, my buttons are now sticking. Oh, my gosh. It's one of those nights, Ron. It's one of those nights.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Ron, you're out of Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I was. I think we were, or at least a lot of us were, honorary Atlanteans last night.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that comeback. I was like,
I
whoa.
Know. Yes.
I was talking to a neighbor of mine today, and he said, I said, did you see the big game last night? I couldn't believe it. I thought it was going to be – it was kind of a boring game the first three quarters. And he was like – he goes, no, I went to bed. I said, well, you missed it. You missed it.
God. It was – you know, and a lot of people here, they are really, really depressed about it.
Yeah, it that happens, man. I tell you – I am learning that this year, things that I normally, you know, really wouldn't have been all that up in arms about normally. It's amazing. It's just crazy. Crazy year. Did you grow up in Atlanta?
No, I grew up in a little town called Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida, up the road from me.
Yeah.
I'm in Deerfield Beach.
Okay.
Hour and a half south, I'd say.
Say it again.
I said, I think about an hour and a half south of Jupiter.
Yes. So you know about Jupiter. So that's where
That's
where I grew up. I grew up in Jupiter, Florida.
Nice. And then you said, hey, I've got to get out here and be a star and get in, you know, do everything. You headed to where'd you head to first, New York or L.A.? Which
you mean when I first?
Yeah.
Everything in Miami.
Oh, Miami! I gotcha.
Yes. Everything started in Miami, and then I moved to Atlanta.
Gotcha.
And I've been going back and forth from Atlanta to Los Angeles like that.
Nice. Now, I know you, I was reading through my show notes here, and you're an urban dance guy and also a R&B guy. Did you come from a musical background growing up, your family musical whatnot? That was part of it, eh?
Yeah. My entire family, they all sing. And I started singing gospel in the gospel industry with them, with my family. But I was only singing the Shakers. The little Shakers, that's all I would do because I was young at the time. So I just wanted to do something that they were doing. And they thought I couldn't sing. They thought I couldn't sing. So I would just shake the Shakers. So I was kind of ignored for a bit. And then after that, I just started. I was like, okay, dude, I'm getting ready to sing now. So everything started from there, from that point on.
Wow. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. Watch out, right? No, your family was kind of surprised, I imagine, eh?
How did
that happen? Nice. Well, that's good. Well, there's a God has a plan for us all, it seems. And there's a great quote by Mark Twain that I love it to death. It's one of my favorite quotes. And he says, there's two very important days in a person's life. the day he's born and the day he figures out why, you know, why you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So music and singing, a very big part. And then you got into the whole television thing and whatnot, right?
Yes, yes. I got into mainly when I was singing, I did the song with Stevie B and did a song with Stevie B and Toga in Miami. Mm-hmm. Then from Miami, I went to television when I moved to Atlanta. So I was working with a company called Prodigy Production that was affiliated with BET. And so they had this show called Star Power. And because I just wanted to do something, not knowing that they would ask me to host a show like that. And so they asked me to host a show while I wait on getting with the producer to do my own singing. And so when I did that, I was hosting for everybody else would come on, and I would just sing before the show come on, and then I would interview. And it was a good thing, and that formally faded out because you know how you go on seasons and all of that, so they did away with that. And from that point on, I've been singing, and I got with EOTM, that's Entrepreneurs on the Move, and that started me to actually get to the Oscars and the BET Award shows and all of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me write this down. What I need to do is... No, I'm kidding. That's fantastic, man. That is fantastic. It is, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I grew up in Detroit, and it seemed that everybody in the music business then, and this is probably the late 80s, early 90s, you know, Atlanta was the place to be, man. Everybody, you had to get to Atlanta. Not much was going on at the time. And, you know, other than shootings and stuff, you know, cars burning, and, you know, it was, you got to get to Buckhead, man. That's where it's at. But, you know, that was the thing. And, I knew a lot of people headed down there. That's cool that you got down there and things, you know, you made it happen. I won't say that it just happened with luck. I'm sure that was a little bit in there, but I've been around enough to know that, man, you got to work. You got to make this stuff, you know.
And you know what? You got to work and you got to go through it.
Right.
You got to go through it.
Well, that's just it. That is just it. You know, I have a good friend of mine who's a country musician, and he's going through a rough time right now. His marriage kind of went south and whatnot, and he's very depressed. And we were talking, and I said, "Well, now you can be a country singer because you got things to think about now. You know, you got to use that." But I tell you, it is. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Oh, man. You know, and Ron, I didn't know how to approach this, so I'm just going to. You had, speaking of going through stuff, some just terrible tragedy happen. And, again, I'm not trying to come at this in a weird way. I just inexperienced, I guess, with I wouldn't even know how to do this. You want to tell everybody kind of what happened?
Sure.
This is
terrible
situation.
Definitely. Yes. And I want to set it up. I want to set it up this way because being a singer, I had to stop what I was doing and really take the focus off of me because it was something that needed to be done and it needed, you know, it needs awareness. It needs, people need to know. And so what I did, I stopped singing for, it's been about, I'm just getting back in it now, but it's been about, I would say, 5 to 6 years. My son, Aaron Hatcher, who was allegedly abused in 2006 and it was covered up for so many years. And at that time, we didn't know anything about it, but I learned that he was thrown out of a wheelchair. His hip was broken. And we, at the time, we didn't know what was going on. We just knew that, oh, we got to take Aaron to the doctor because his hip is out of place. And so,
Aaron was a special needs child, right?
Yes, yes. Aaron was special needs. He couldn't walk or talk, so he couldn't tell us what was going on. And and then after that, I learned that he was tortured. Like the teacher would play his cries back to him and, kind of nitpick at him. And they passed gas in his face. She sprayed him with Lysol.
Gosh.
Yes. And it was other kids involved. So at that time, we didn't know. So I found out after Aaron's funeral. Now, he died in the midst of this other abuse that happened in Fulton County School District, the same district. And this teacher, after leaving this one school, now Aaron knew what was going on, but he couldn't tell us. So we took him, he went to high school. And at that time, he was abused again. And this time, this teacher placed she took a back bracer, she broke it. She split it in half, and she forced it on his neck with a belt around it, forcing him to look at her because with cerebral palsy and a muscular dystrophy, the kids, they tend to grow to the right and hold the head back so they can breathe. That's their natural way of trying to breathe. And so at that time, she forced him to look at her and, you know, different ones. And he had a nurse, and she told us that, you just got to come up here. You got to come up here. So my wife told me to go. I went up to the school. I was in the area, and I stopped in. I don't know what it was, but it was a device, and I took the picture. So it's nothing that was made up. I saw it myself. And so at that point in time, I did everything I could. I emailed. I talked. I did everything. But in the state of Georgia, you can't take your child out of school or you'll get put in jail, DFACs get involved. So I knew about this abuse, and I had to do everything I could. So at the time, I took Aaron to a doctor, and it was too late when we got back because that week the doctor did send the information to the school, but that week Aaron passed away. It was contributed to the – you know, all of the things in the past, it's mental, physical, and the abuse with that neck thing that she cut off his circulation. Right. And at that time, you know, you right know. After that, I had a heart attack and had open heart
surgery. Oh my gosh. Well, I understand why. I mean, I'm hearing this tale of terror, and I'm you know, the first reaction is
right.
Was this woman brought to justice? These people, you know, did the law get involved in this? I imagine, or what's
yes, in the state of Georgia, you mm-hmm. can. It's a immunity law. So physically, in placing this person in jail or in prison, it will not happen in the state of Georgia. And that's because all government officials are protected by the immunity, the sovereign immunity law. And there's really nothing that you can do about it. That's it. It's over. Move on is what they told me. And so being that it is nothing that I can do at that time, but it's something I can do now. And I'm in the process of amending that law. Because if anybody touch anybody that can't talk, can't tell you, and they can't defend themselves, I'm going to make it so that they will be prosecuted.
Right, right. Well,
if it's proven, if it's proven.
I'm telling you, Ron, when anything I can do to help, man, let me know. You know, I've got your back on that. That's ridiculous, you know, and just heartbreaking. And in your case, literally, man, it's something I don't talk a lot about on the show. I had a younger sister who passed away. This is many, many years ago. And I was away at college at the time. And one of the things that when all that happened, it was a suicide deal. And it just took the wind out of my parents' sail for about 10 years. You know, I mean, they just couldn't function, really. You know, I mean, successful businesses and stuff just didn't, it just kind of went to pot because of that. And, you know, it when you see that happen first, it's just, you know, and here you are back and doing all this stuff. And you started, we have a link to your website, but we also have a link to your organization. They Can't Talk, but we can incorporate it. So that's helping so this doesn't happen again, right?
Yes, what I did, and this was take in mind, this is the fifth day after I had open heart surgery. So the fifth day I was up, I couldn't move that much, but I could move my fingers and my brain was working. So I started making up a organization, Aaron Hatcher's They Can't Talk, But We Can. And what we do is we started the radio station because nobody would listen to me, nobody in the state of Georgia. And so I started the radio station, and I started blasting all what was going on in a positive way, but bringing awareness to, you know, the situation. And when I started that, everybody from around the country started helping me. And at that time, when I started the radio station, I had the Special Needs Rock Awards. So the first annual Special Needs Rock Awards, I invited all the people that would not help me, and I gave them an award. And I invited the teachers. I invited, and it was geared for special needs. And so I let the special needs walk the red carpet in front of them. And I had a special need artist. His name is Jesse. And I was letting them know that they matter. And from that point on, the Representative Stovall has been helping. I mean, everything changed. We got the law for cameras to be in the classroom with Representative Valencia Stovall, who's a wonderful person. And now we're working on the immunity law. So, in the midst of all my tragedy and all the things that you could ever think of is going on in your head, God told me, it's time for you to start singing again. I'm like,
right.
So I started writing. and then we came up with the song Hold On, They Can't Talk But We Can. And and my new song that was written by Fred Jerkins, Michael Jackson's producer, Talk to Me. And I'm like, okay, now what's really going on? And so he produced the song that I have out. And it's, and you know, I can tell you, it's all because I would not give. I would not give in. I didn't try to fight anybody. I just was calm, and I let God do what he had to do within me.
Nice, nice. Well, we have them both queued up. And I want to say before we play one, I want to let people know the radio station that you were talking about, MQGradio.com. We have a link on our show page to that as well. You know, I suggest folks, you know, click on these links and like pages and follow and all that kind of stuff on your social media. That way you keep abreast of what's happening with them. You know, it's real important.
Yeah.
Let's play a track. I've got Hold On and I'll Trust You. Ron, what should we play first, do you think?
Let's do Hold On, because with Hold On, I wrote this in the midst when I was in the hospital. And I was ministering to myself.
Right.
And it was and God was telling me, let me minister to you. You write it. My words, not your words, my words. And it's going to help my people. And this song, Hold On, is for you that need to hold on and don't give up. Because this ministry, this plat that we're doing now is about forgiveness. Because the people that destroyed my life is God's child as well.
Right. All right.
So hold on.
Here it is, everybody. This is Hold On, Ron Anthony. Here it is.
Just hold on.
There it was, folks. Ron Anthony, Hold On.
What a track, Ron. What a track.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm telling you, and even more poignant, you know, with the story behind it, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, I'm, you know, out of that tragedy, you're right, some good has come. I want to let people know. Now that single it's available, right? People can pick that up on your website, I believe, right?
Yeah, on my website, and it's on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Wherever.
It's out there now. Yes.
Nice. Wherever you buy digital music, folks, check that out. Pop in Ron Anthony, and you can pick that up. The neat thing about iTunes, I like to remind people every so often that I only know this. This happened a couple months ago. When I had my gallery out in California, I had a little gal that works for me, and she was having a rough day, and I was looking at iTunes for something, and it said, send a gift of music, and I didn't know, you can send people a track. All you got to, you know, you buy it, and if you know their email address, send it right over to them, and, you know, that's a great track there. Hold On. Folks,
if you
know somebody that's going through some tough times, that might be nice for them to open their email and have that waiting for them. Man, outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely. And, folks, Ron's website is very simple to find, ronanthony.com. Ron is spelled R-A-H-N, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-I.com, ronanthony.com. We have a link up. And it's a cool website. I like this website, Ron. Very easy to navigate.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And there's a picture of, bless his soul, Aaron Christian Hatcher right there.
And you know, on that website, it says push my button. And when you push the button, it brings up the story. And it appears like, okay, push my button. And, you know, it brings up the peace and everything that happens. And I just, I want people to know I am available to talk, to bring awareness to schools, any event, sing. I'm just ready to do it because I just want to take awareness. And it's not about me now. It's not about Ron the singer. It's about bringing awareness to the world, to go to the schools. Even if your child has got special needs, just get to know the teachers and the principal. That's what
I would say. You know, and it's smart. I don't have children yet. I just haven't reached that point yet. But you know, it seems like a no brainer that people just don't think about. You know, you're sending your children to learn. I mean, a big chunk of their life is in these schools and stuff. And, you know, you'd want to know what's going on there. You know, I mean, amazing. It amazes me, you know, when you see this stuff on the news and these terrible things that happen and your case, I don't think it can get worse than that. Definitely check that out, folks. Be aware, be informed, man.
Yes, and for the ones that are going through something, just everything that you have ever learned that's positive and that you've ever learned about the power of God, whatever books that you've studied, use it right then because that's going to keep you from going to jail.
Yes. You said it, Ron. In a situation like this, you almost don't know what to say or how to act.
Right.
You know, that I don't know how you stayed out, you know.
You know,
you're reading your book, weren't you? That's what kept you out.
And you know what? It's that power because a lot of people power. Like, I've studied this, and it's a power that's within you. And what I was doing, I had to walk in the room while all the people were in the room, in the green room, while we were in court, and my body started shaking. And that was the power of God keeping me from going out of the window with this teacher. Right. Because my mind was just, you know, and that was my first time seeing this teacher in years. And I made it. I didn't do it. You know, I cast all imagination down. I did exactly what I was supposed to do according to scripture and according to what I've been taught.
And that's a test, folks. I mean, I don't know how you could test something more, you know? I mean, we've all had our things to go through. And I mean, whoa, that's heavy duty stuff right there.
It's a joy to talk about it. Now, a lot of people, they can't, you know, a lot of people in the family, they can, and they always tell me, I just don't see how you do it. But it's a joy, and it's releasing a lot of hurt. Being on your show, it's releasing. It's releasing a lot of deep wounds and pain, and it's pulling it out from the root. And that's what you need to do. You need to talk about it, and you need to do something about it, and you need to tell people about it. Everybody.
Right.
Everywhere I go.
You're doing an amazing job, my friend. An amazing job. I'm blown away. You know, I'm blown away.
And you know, I have the best publicist. I cannot believe Michael is doing this. You know, I'm like, oh my goodness, God, I wanted to talk, but wow.
Yeah. Oh. We need to give a shout out to old Mike Stover over there and his beautiful wife and their new addition. They had a little baby a couple months ago, and
oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Let me tell you this: the night that I emailed, I was just like, oh man, just get it. I'm just gonna send this out. I'm just sending it out. Whatever you tell me, God, I'm sending this because I'm gonna do this. I sent this out to Michael and two other people, and God said, go with this one. And so when I went with Michael, and he answered me, it was like early, or sometime it was like a crazy hour at night, and he was at the hospital with his daughter, and his daughter was on life support. She was in at that time. He listened to this song.
Right.
With him and his wife. And it gave them, it encouraged them. And that's all I want to do. That's it. You know, just to this song, I'll Trust You, encouraged Michael and his wife and his beautiful daughter, Callie. And she's alive and well and moving and healthy. And I just thank God for Michael and his family. This goes deeper than just being a publicist.
Oh yeah. And you know, folks, Michael's posted this, so I know I'm not telling any tales out of school or anything. But his daughter, was born real premature. I mean, she was little bitty. I think weighed 3 pounds or something. I could be wrong on that, but it was real. And you know, she just wasn't done cooking yet. That's how that goes. And they had to put her in all the machines and what they do.
Yes.
And yeah, there you go. And here he is doing business. I don't know how he does it. Michael has always been that way, though. You know, he is always. When I started working with him with MTS Records. Yeah, I would email him. And, you know, because I keep all kinds of crazy. I'm an old man, and I get up 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, and I'm just You know, then the reason I do is because the world's quiet. The phone isn't ringing, and I can get stuff done.
Right.
You know, and I'm just an old man. That's what I do, you know. But, you know, and I would send off an email, and I'd say, well, I'll hear back from him in a couple hours, you know. 15 minutes later, oh, this is what we're doing. Okay. You know, I'm like, oh, here we go. Yeah, he's a good guy. Good people. And you know, anybody, any of the listeners out there, if you're looking for somebody to help you on the PR side of things and publishing and whatnot, we have a link to MTF Management. Get a hold of Michael. I don't know how that business works,
But, you know, wash his car, pick up his dry clothes, whatever you got to do to get him in your corner, I suggest you
this
do it.
Man, yes, I'm telling you, I am a witness. This is the real deal, and I thank God for Michael and his family.
Outstanding. Yeah, good people. And, you know, I'm so glad that you guys hooked up, too. That's just, I'm telling you, he'll have you doing a lot of interviews.
He's real good at that.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi. So I heard you're hooking everybody up with a new phone?
Yes. Right now, everybody gets a new phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roomies, buddies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, this great deal is for existing customers. New customers, people named Willie, dog lovers, bird watchers.
Yes. Got it. It's for everyone. That's awesome.
Everyone gets a new phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your new select smartphone from top brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. See stores for details and terms and conditions.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.YourWebDesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.YourWebDesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now tell me, how did you, with I'll Trust You, the latest, now this isn't out yet, right? This comes out the 17th or something?
No,
did I ring that wrong? It's out now.
Yeah,
okay.
It's found, and this was written by Fred Jerkins,
mm-hmm.
and he's with Dark Child Gospel. He has Grammy hits out and all type of stuff, Dove Awards. And this song was written by him and the production and this guy named Michael Bates. And they, I couldn't do it. I could not write it. I could not hear myself saying I, because mm-hmm. this song is about, it's a story about what happened with my son. So if I'm telling the story, I can talk about it. But if I sing I wouldn't make it through the song. And so I sent Mr. Jerkins an email with my good, my bad, my ugly, my whole life, everything, the sicknesses with the kidneys, and man, the list goes on. 800 cholesterol, all this, all my life, I was ill, sick, 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 sick. And Mr. Jerkins took the song, took my life, and he put it in a song. And this is the song, I'll Trust You. And I appreciate Mr. Jerkins for just giving me a chance to even work with someone like him.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, here it is. Let's play it. This is
okay.
I'll Trust You. Here it is, folks. Check it out.
I'll Trust You. There was a story about a man who lost his child. He cherished that young one to the day he took his last breath. He was so special, you see, he had to fight all his days and nights. But Daddy loved him anyway.
I love him.
His disease was only a phase, but something was bigger than the tears he cried. And only your father could hear the words that were unspoken.
Fast forward.
Even though he's in a better place, the thought still makes him cry all day. That's when he looks up in the sky and says, oh God, I still trust you. This may be the hardest thing for me to do, but it was all over. He thought the pain would come no more. Just when he thought that it was time to move on, the stress kept piling on and on. What can you do when your heart won't let you live? So I said, doctor, can you fix me? This is taking a toll. I'm in need of your experience to make me whole again, to put me back together. And while you're working on me, I will put my trust in the only one that knows what's better for me. And I'll start by saying, Lord, I still trust you. This may be the hardest thing for me to do, but I will.
Still trust.
I'll Trust You. Now, this is also available. It's out now as well, right, Ron?
Yes, on iTunes, all the digital downloads, yes.
Nice, nice. Very, very cool. Now, you know, you've been in the business a little bit. What do you think about all this iTunes and digital share, you know, digital distribution and everything?
I like it because you can pretty much control it yourself, and it takes all the other people out of it that are really just using you to make money off of you. And
right, got
you
their hands
your
out.
Full, yes, just like I have the documentary on, it's on Amazon as well. They Can't Talk, But We Can, the documentary, and it just, it tells you everything. When someone purchases it, it tells you. And it just, it's easier to handle and, you know, with other people involved. It's so easy. And I love it. I love the digital. And I still have hard copies because, you know, when you go out, people want it right then. So when I go out to tell the story or I go out to speak to people, I'll have that as well. But I love digital downloads.
Nice. I do as well. I was sitting in my living room the other day and, you know, just sitting there looking around, and I realized, I had the thought, I said, this is the first time in my life I've had a lot of cool pads in my day that I don't have, a six component system sitting there with CD players and all kinds
right.
of, you know, that you could buy that or a car, you know, that type of deal.
Yeah.
And I have all this space in the living room. You know, I don't have walls covered with CDs and stuff.
Right, right.
And that's the first time in my life that that's happened, because usually looks like you're living in a library or something, you know, or a radio station or something. But, yeah, you know, and that's all digital because we keep everything on digital now.
Right.
It's amazing. We live in an amazing time. I know that there's craziness and zaniness in the world, and at the same time, though, there's a lot of cool stuff happening, you know.
Yeah.
It's and especially in the music business, you know, the music and entertainment business. It's just amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I know you normally are you playing out anywhere live or anything, or just doing a lot of speaking engagements and whatnot?
I've been doing a lot of speaking engagements, and I think I always end up singing at the engagements, and why I was saying I am available, and I'm available for donations. If they could get me there, a donation, or even if you just get me there, I just want the word out.
So, right.
I just want people to know, and it's not about money with me, so it's not like that with me. It's just that you have to be able to have lived this to understand that it's not a charge. This is something that I want people to know. And at the time that they want me to come, if I have money to get there, I will come. because I don't want anybody to go through what my family has went through, because it's not a good feeling. So God knew the right person to choose because God knows that I'm the type of person. It's never going to end with me now.
You've got your mission.
Changes, yes, changes will be done.
Yeah, that's sad. You know, he doesn't make mistakes.
No.
He picked the right cat, you know. He picked the right cat. And
you know what? If I don't have anything else, I know I have at least one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
And that's long-suffering.
Right. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the new single, everybody, is I'll Trust You, and that's by Ron Anthony, of course. And you can get that. There's a link on Ron's page. We have a link up to Ron's website as well, ronanthony.com, www.ranthony.com. And when you get there, if you scroll down just a little bit, it's a blue button there. It says buy the single now. Click here. And or you could buy the whole album. How about that?
Yeah.
Very cool. Or hey, there's a donate button too. You can donate, you know, throw a couple bucks that way. There's always room for the hat for a couple bucks, you know, nothing wrong with that. And it's needed. And, you know, I tell people it's so important to support independent artists and whatnot. You know, it's just, it's so exciting. Such great work coming out right now. And, you know, when Ron's not riding around in his limousine like Madonna or somebody, you know, no, I'm kidding, of course. You know, people don't realize studio making a single isn't just, you know, hey, I'm singing into my phone and there we go. There's expense to that, you know, mastering and all just so many things behind the scenes.
But guess what? Guess what's so great with mine when you donate? It goes to the special needs kids. It goes to the special needs community for Special Needs Rock Awards, for running the station to get the awareness out. It's not coming to me. That anything that's dealing with the song They Can't Talk and I'll Trust You and Hold On, all that is going to Aaron Hatcher's They Can't Talk But We Can.
Nice.
I just couldn't, I couldn't take it. You know, it's like I have this mission, so it has to stay with the mission. And we're nonprofit 501c3. So if you go messing with that, the IRS coming at
you. I hear you. No, I want to let people know too. We have a link to the radio station, and it's phenomenal. Get over there and check that out as well. www.wmqgradio. WMQGRadio.com. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, you've got a show on tonight, right, here in a little bit.
Yeah. Well, actually, yes. One of my my stylists has a show that's coming on at 10.
Oh, okay.
And, like, my show, I forgot about my show. My show
we
is
had to
actually,
talk about your show, too.
My show is actually every Wednesday and Thursday. And what I
okay.
it's called Special Needs Rock. And we talk about everything dealing with special needs, people that are going through tragedy. I talk about abuse. I talk about mental issues, awareness in on our autism, anything that's dealing with illnesses. And what we do, we talk about it, and we've got a solution.
Right.
Instead
that's
of just
nice.
Talking about it.
Right. Right. It is. I have a good friend of mine who's boy. She's raised. I've known this boy almost his whole life since he was a tot on the autism index there. And it's that's a rough hoe to. That's a rough. It's rough sometimes, you know. Any of this, you know, people don't.
Yeah.
I think people realize it in the. You know, they're like, oh yeah, you know. It's very easy to say, you know, oh, I'm not in that situation. So yeah, oh, I'm sure that is difficult. When you see it, man.
Right.
When you see it, it's way more intense. Way more intense.
Yes.
You know, and it's. Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're out here doing the work you're doing, Ron. It's just outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Two great tracks. Hold On, and I'll Trust You Out right now, folks. We check that out, and very, very good, Ron. I can't wait till you're on again, you know, when the next one's out, let me know, and whatever I can do to help get the word out, and we will definitely have you back anytime.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Great. Well, that's going to do it for about us tonight, folks. It's that time. It goes by so quick. This, of course, will be converted to a podcast, and it'll be up on iTunes and all the other social media platforms for free on iTunes in their podcasting section. If you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor and hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be, and it's just wonderful. We will be back tomorrow night. We've got a late show tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. We will see you then. Ron, have a fantastic night, and thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
Good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show
has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.